Now, Gillian Godso was in the news when she challenged a bankrupt, and she describes herself as an accidental politician.
I became an accidental politician through personal experience. I hit the recession and divorce head on, and I ended up with the bank taking my home. My business collapsed. I lost my income, and I had to go on social welfare. And then I had to navigate the new insolvency laws, which were basically not fit for purpose. And then I ended up being bankrupt, one of the first female bankrupts. This is the accidental bit, I'd say. I talk about my experience because I'm an open person, and I'm not ashamed of failing, although it does hurt a lot. And you know how people say, oh, somebody should do something, somebody should do something. I finally manned up and went, you know what? I'm that somebody and I should do something. And so I decided to go forward for politics. And I went, first of all, for local. I started campaigning there. And then I realised when I became bankrupt, I wasn't allowed to run for European. I hearkened back to an old law with the UK where you had to be a man of property to run for public office. So I challenged the government. I brought a case in the High Court and I was successful because the minute I got my trial date, the government rushed through the law, changed the law. And on April the 16th, the law was changed to allow me and other bankrupts to run for public office.
Now, Gillian, you've had one success already then. What do you think you can bring to Europe?
We hold 42% of the debt in the Eurozone from the banking crisis. That is wrong. And I think what I've found is that, I mean, I want to go and ask that money back. And interestingly, there's a huge camaraderie among the independents and the smaller parties. And there's a feeling that if enough of us go, we can actually make a difference. Independents are the new opposition.
That's Gillian Godsell there, Valerie. Next up, of Jan van de Ven.
Yes, Jan is a member of Direct Democracy Ireland, and they have an unusual approach to the electorate, promising they can get rid of their MEP if they're not happy with